and I was just dating. Hallelujah. When I first saw, praise God, I just looked at her. I said, now who is that little country girl? Praise God, that's trying to get my attention. But one day, praise God, we fell in love. And golly, can I tell you, some 50-some years later, we are still together. We are still together, hanging in there. Oh yes, there's been some ups. And there's been some downs, but because there was a love bond between both of us, we weren't going to let, praise God, a little up, a little down, a little left, a little right, separate us, praise God, from the love that God had put into our heart. What it means to love the Lord, if it means that you have to love personally, and it means that you're going to keep his commandments. The one thing I got to say about his commandments, I believe in 1 John 3:5 says that his commandments are not grievous. In other words, they're not going to be a burden to you. Praise God. His love and his commandments is something that we all can keep and we all can do. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what it means to love Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to put Jesus at the center of everything that we do.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. When you put Jesus at the center of everything that you do, I am a living witness that he will open doors for you. You won't ever have to worry about being alone. Jesus even loved us when we stray. Let me say that again. When you stray and go wrong, don't just wallow in your wrongness. 1 John 1:9 says that all you got to do is come and confess your fault. And once you confess it, says that he is faithful. And not only that he is faithful, but he is just to forgive you of all of your sins. And guess what? He'll cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome, gentle redeemer.
You're with us, yeah. You are tuned into the spiritual
partner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist
Wanda Bell
takes you further.
We were talking about the supernatural church, and we were talking about this church of God is unstoppable. Saints of God, we are part of the church. Each one of us, we are a part of the church of God, and we are literally unstoppable. God has given us unlimited power over the power of the enemy, and nothing. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. So that means the church cannot be stopped. It will not be stopped. God never intended for it to stop. So saints of God, let's line ourselves up with this unstoppable church of God. Let's don't be partially in with the world and partially in with God. It doesn't work that way. We're going to read 1 Corinthians. This is where we stopped off. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12 through 14 tells us, it tells us this. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely, listen to this, that are freely given to us by God. We have to know the things that are freely given to us by God. Verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach. See, we're not speaking in the words, those words that man's wisdom teach. We know there are some men that have a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge, but it's all on worldly things. It's not on godly things. These are two different kingdoms. The world and God's kingdom, they're different. See, so we're not going to speak the words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teach. See the difference? Man teaching and the Holy Ghost teaching. How many know that the church is going to be led by the Holy Ghost and not by a man? You know, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of God. You see what I'm saying? They cannot receive the things of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You have to discern spirit by spirit. You know, the world system don't know what we know. You know, we know God is a spirit, and that if we worship him, we must worship him in the spirit and the truth. We have to accept God as our Lord and Savior. If we can't accept God, and if we can't accept Jesus, then we can't serve him. Then we're in the world system. And we're going to go on now. We continue to talk about this church that's unstoppable. You know, this is what God told Peter. The gates of hell is not going to prevail against his church. So let's look at some events in the Bible where we know that the gates of hell is not going to stand against us because of what we see in the Word of God. And we're going to talk about these seven sons of Sceva. This is in Acts 9, the 19th chapter. And we know that Paul taught the Jews and the Greeks. He taught them for 3 months. And he was in the synagogues. And then he found a Christian church. This is what the word is telling us, that he found a Christian church. And Paul separates the church from the synagogues, you know, and from the synagogue congregation. And he disputes daily in the school of Tyrannus. He did that for 2 years. All the people, the Jews and the Greeks, they heard the word of God. See, this is what we have to do. We have to hear the word of God from real, true people of God, from the true teachers and preachers of God's word. And Paul did special miracles. See, this is what's going. This is another thing that separates the real Christians from the so-called Christians. You know, this is what Paul did. He did special miracles from the cloths. You know, the cloths. The people took handkerchiefs from his clothes. The people took handkerchiefs. They made handkerchiefs out of his clothes and aprons, and they brought them to the sick people. And those that was diseased, and the diseases departed from them. Evil spirits went out of them. How many evil spirits came out of people when you touched them? You know, how many people was healed when you came by them or touched them with your hand? See, this was the man's clothes. It wasn't his hands. They just tore up his clothes and just laid it on people. And the diseases went away, and the evil spirits went out of them. Verse 13, it says, then certain of the vagabonds, the Jews, they were exorcists. They looked upon them, and they called over them which had these evil spirits. They looked at these, you know, they watched Paul. He was there for 2 years. So they watched Paul, and they looked at what he did. And so they decided, well, we're going to do this too. So they called over to them those that man that had the evil spirits, and in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they said, "We adjure you." You know, this is what they told this man. "We adjure you," meaning we bind you or we command you by Jesus, whom Paul preached. You know, and there were seven sons of Sceva. And Sceva was a Jew and a chief priest, you know, which did so. That they weren't ignorant men. They were ignorant to the Holy Spirit and to the things of God. But they thought that they could jump past being clean and holy and righteous and filled with the Holy Ghost, and they could just go and imitate what Paul did. But the sons of Sceva, the daddy was a Jew, and he was a chief of the priests, you know? And verse 15 says, and this is what the evil spirits did. The evil spirits answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man in whom the evil spirits was in, they leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, then so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. See, saints of God, you can't play with God. You're out there playing, and you're teaching a sociable gospel and an intellectual gospel, and you think that this is okay. You got people that's in the head of, they're heading churches of 30,000, 40,000, just huge congregations, and they're leading them wrong. Anytime you can lead a person to follow somebody that lies, cheat, steal, cuss, whoremonger, and do everything they're big enough to do, and you teaching a following of 30, 40,000 people to, okay, we're going to follow him, you know, because he's giving us what we want. No. You're supposed to follow Jesus and let him give you what you need and what you want. You know, we don't follow the world. This is what this whole lesson is about. God has given us so much power. We don't need nothing from the world to do the things that we need done in this world. All we need is the Holy Spirit. You know, that's all we need. You know, we can't imitate the Holy Spirit. You won't be able to cast out demons and devils and the sick. You won't be able to cast them out if you don't have the Spirit of God, if you don't have the Holy Spirit. You know, we can't fake this gift and the works of the Holy Spirit. We can't fake that. We saw where the seven sons of Sceva tried to fake it, but they didn't make it. You know, they came out of there wounded, and their clothes was torn off of them. And see, this is what's happening. This is what's happening now in the world. And you see preachers falling, big name preachers is falling, because they're preaching a sociable gospel and an intellectual gospel, and there's no power there. The world is teaching something, and the Holy Spirit is teaching something. How many know you got to walk with the Holy Spirit? You know, so if you're preaching and teaching the gospel, you need to make sure that you're preaching and teaching in the Holy Ghost. God and the congregation, they don't know God. The congregation, they don't know God if you're not teaching from the Holy Spirit. You know, nobody gets saved, nobody receives the Holy Spirit, and no one can do the works of the church. These are false teachers, and they need to stand correction. They really need to stand correction. Then God can use them. Go back to the altar. Get back on your knees and pray and ask God to forgive you for your sins. You know, God created us for this purpose, to become a living soul filled with his perfection and righteousness, God's own creative life and power was breathed into man. We got this power, his ability. We got the creative ability, supernatural ability to speak and to act. You know,